Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, our NFL bets for tonight for the weekend coming up momentarily. College football card for yours truly, just to confirm. Auburn, Bama, Georgia over, Ohio State, Washington over, Oregon, and LSU for yours truly. Let's find out what Tyler Morales' favorite prop is for the weekend. Tyler, have you lost a prop yet given out on You Better You Bet?
Last week, Tulane got beat so bad. I had their quarterback, and they just benched them. So, yeah, it wasn't
I should have known, given that we didn't get like a braggadocious text from Tyler. Yeah. So, let's see if you can get back on the horse here. By the way, this is why you're not number one in the power rankings. That's why.
And I can't go 52-0 on college football props. All right, I love a bet in this Alabama-Georgia game.
But you said you were coming for DiMaggio. Like you're making it like we expected you to do that. You put that expectation on yourself.
I did say that. Yeah, I have high expectations for myself. And, you know, I lost the next day. So it's all good. It happens. We're going to win this weekend. Ryan Williams' prop. Remember last year, he had 7 catches for 177 yards against Georgia. This Georgia secondary is not good. It's probably the weakest part of their team. We saw Chris Brazell for Tennessee absolutely torch them last week. So Ryan Williams' prop. If I said this number, would you be surprised? 62.5 in a game we think is going to be a shootout. So Ryan Williams over 62.5 yards. I love this prop. So, and I also like Alabama. So let's go Alabama and Ryan Williams.
I mean, there has to be a reason why the number's that low. I feel like it's going to go way over. Like, what the hell do I know?
They have another receiver, Jeremy Bernard, who gets a ton of targets too. They're both lined equally. So Ryan Williams has not had a good start to the season.
Giovanni Bernard? What's his name?
Jeremy Bernard. Jeremy. Yeah.
What's his first name?
Jeremy. It is Jeremy Bernard.
Yeah. Jeremy
like
Bernard.
Jeremy or Jeremy?
No, Jeremy.
it's Jeremy. It's
like spell it.
Jeremie. Jeremy Bernard.
It's Jeremy. Okay.
Yeah. It's not Jeremy. Yeah.
What's his real? Is that his real name? Can we look that up?
I looked it up earlier. It's a real name, Jeremy Bernard.
What a name, Jeremy. Yeah.
Good player too.
He's born in Vegas too. I didn't know he was a Vegas guy. Went to high school in Henderson. There's no nickname, Jeremy.
I'm gonna start calling. I'm gonna start calling Femi Snapple Facts. Just like but this guy's name Femi's like, but Vegas guy went to high school in Henderson. What? What's that have to do with anything?
You're talking about Jeremy Bernard. It has a lot to do with him. You know?
What
never know where you're going. Let's know where you come from,
here
right?
Here we go. Wikipedia, Bebefe. Chef Wikipedia. All right. Anything Chef else Wiki. On college football, guys? Or we're going to the National Football League?
Let's go to the NFL.
Shepopedia. It's funny. Just like, I mean, come on, man. It's like, he took music classes in high school.
In the choir, I believe.
Anyone know? Oh, wait. He actually grew up rooting for the Dallas Cowboys.
America's team. Jeremy.
All right. NFL bets
you
now.
Did 4-H.
All the latest injury news. Femi, I hope you've got this injury news ready because my brain is not processing. Jake, please lay down the Mario music. Oh, yeah, Tyler. We begin our week four NFL Sunday betting sojourn in Dublin, Ireland. Yeah. With the Steelers and the Minnesota Vikings. The Super Bowl IX rematch the world has been waiting for. Femi, side and total of this game. Vikings a juice 2.5-point favorite. Total 41. Injury-wise here, Andrew Van Ginkle out. Donovan Jackson out on the offensive line. J.J. McCarthy obviously ruled out. Carson Wentz will start. Alex Highsmith out for the Steelers. Jaylen Warren added to the injury report, but he is expected to play. Joey Porter Jr., Jonnu Smith, questionable for Pittsburgh.
If we ever get to three, I'll have to bet the Pittsburgh Steelers because I think that's just a little bit too much. I mean, it's Carson Wentz in a neutral. Like, come on. Like, it cannot be three. But if it does get there, because I think a lot of people really want to fade Pittsburgh this week, so there's the chance that this happens tomorrow, maybe early, early Sunday morning. At that point, I'd bet Steelers. If not, I'm just going to pass this game. I think that the Minnesota should be favored, shouldn't be by more than a field goal, or shouldn't be by a field goal, I should say. And if that happens, I'll bet them. So, yeah, right now, this to me is a pass early on. Let's see where the market goes.
I'm waiting to see if we get the three also. I would bet Steelers plus three. But candidly, if we get, this is a 9:30 a.m. kickoff, and I have a show from 8 to 9, and then Femi and I are on from 11 to 1 Eastern, and I'm going to want something to do. So I'm going to bet the Steelers no matter what. So I'm hoping to get a three. If not, I'll bet plus 2.5 and a little money line. I like the Steelers against the Vikings. All right, 1 o'clock slate Eastern. Texans hosting the Titans, both teams 0-3. Houston, a juiced 7, but the number is still 7 at BetMGM. Total 38.5. J.C. Latham, Tennessee's hulking right tackle, misses another game. Derek Stingley, questionable for Houston, but we do think that he will play. Got a limited practice in on Friday.
7 feels like a bet on Tennessee. It's just, do you want to stomach it? I do not. Under 39.5 feels like a bet as well. Do you want to stomach it? Based on how totals have been going, I do not. But like those to me feel like the sides, like Titans under, like if you want to parlay that, it feels like that's what's going to come and get there and get you to the window because Tennessee, I don't think their offense is doing much against this Houston defense. So for me, this is going to be a pass. I would lean towards the under in Tennessee, though, if I had to bet the game. I just don't want to do it. There's other games that I have other bets out there this week that I like a lot more than this.
I said it on Monday. I took 7.5 with the Titans on Sunday night. I do think that Bo Hardigree taking the offensive play calling duties from Brian Callahan does introduce a little more variance into this game. And for what it's worth, Hardigree was the Raiders interim offensive play caller for Antonio Pierce's interim tenure as Raiders coach down the stretch that season, which did see them like beat the Chiefs. He was not bad. I'm not saying he's going to be great. But I do think this adds some variance to the game. I don't love my bet, but I think I'm going to beat the market. So I'm in on Titans plus 7.5. And to quote Stone Cold Steve Austin, don't trust anybody. Also to quote Stone Cold Steve Austin, that's all I got to say about that. Falcons and the Commanders. Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin both ruled out for the Commanders. Hat tip to our friend Rob Bazzola, who said yesterday on the show he didn't expect Daniels to play and to bet the Falcons prior to that news coming out. Because now, with the news out and Marcus Mariota starting for Washington, Atlanta now a 2.5-point home favorite. Total 43.5. A.J. Terrell will miss this game for the Falcons. And honestly, without Terry McLaurin, not a bad game for A.J. Terrell to have to miss.
No, no Terry McLaurin, no Noah Brown, which I usually wouldn't bring up Noah Brown, but when you don't have McLaurin and now Noah Brown starts to kind of matter, it does matter for this passing game for the Washington Commanders. Debo Samuel is going to be their guy for Marcus Mariota and some of the other young players that they have playing behind their usual starters at wide receiver. But this is a bet on the Falcons for me. I'm surprised the market hasn't gone all the way to 2.5 at most spots. BetMGM is there, but there's still some twos that are available in the market. Like, this is the opposite of the fallen hero spot. That was last week. I don't know what this is, but I don't see this working out with Marcus Mariota on the road against a team that just got blown out and embarrassed last Sunday. I like Atlanta. I bet some money line at minus 105 earlier today. I would still even lay 2 or 2.5. I think the Falcons get it done at home. This is one of those must-win games. That's not really a must-win game, but like you got to win this one with the backup quarterback at home.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I don't trust Michael Penix Jr. right now. Which doesn't mean that I want to bet the Commanders at this price, but if we get 3, I'll consider taking 3 points with the Commanders on the road. I think Washington's better than Atlanta, and maybe Penix is going to be awesome. And yeah, is it a revenge game? He never should have started.
Head coach and quarterback.
First place.
Bet 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess so. Washington plus 3 would be in consideration for me. Otherwise, I think this game will be a pass. Moving on. So the Saints and the Bills in Buffalo. Buffalo, a 15.5-point home favorite. Biggest spread of the season so far. Total is 48. Chase Young misses another game for New Orleans. Matt Milano, Ed Oliver out again for the Buffalo Bills, Femi, on defense.
Yeah, I think the side is just right. Buffalo should be favored by more than a couple of touchdowns, and they are. The total is where, if you really wanted to bet it, that's where I would look. I mean, I don't think Buffalo's defense is all that good. I don't think anybody does. And now they're still down a couple of key defenders. And New Orleans offensively, last week's game got away from them. And that was a much better defense on the road facing the Seattle Seahawks. Maybe it's an over bet on this one. Like, I think if I wanted to bet this game, it would be towards the over. I don't know if I'm going to get there, but like, let's check back on Sunday when we do a countdown to kickoff. I might have a bet on the over. I just want to think a little bit more about this one, but that's the only thing I would do with this game. I think the point spread's just right.
I'm not going to bet the game. If I did, I think I'd lay Buffalo. But, you know, there is a path from New Orleans to covering, which is the Bills kind of, you know, mess around and play with their food, and New Orleans runs a million plays on offense, and maybe that variance leads to the Saints covering a big number. I don't want a lot to do with this game. I think the Bills might win like 38-3. And something else to consider with this game, if it goes poorly, and it will, for Spencer Rattler, Tyler Shuck's going to play. And I think a question that everybody needs to ask themselves if you want to bet this game, what does that mean if Shuck comes in? I think he starts chucking the ball down the field, and it could go poorly or it could go well. This game is a stay away for me, the Saints and the Bills. I think the Bills are going to win by a lot, so does the betting market. And that's all I got to say about that. Lions and the Browns in Detroit. The Lions, a 10-point home favorite, Femi. It's juiced towards Cleveland, but the number is 10 at BetMGM. The total currently sitting at 44.5. Taylor Decker and Al-Kadeen Muhammad, who look like Lawrence Taylor on Monday night, are both questionable. Jack Conklin, questionable at right tackle for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, a little bit of trash talk in this game here. John Morton talking about how the Browns have not seen a running game like theirs, and Myles Garrett said, hey, well, they haven't seen a defensive front like ours as well. So a little bit of intrigue to this game that I think everybody expects that Detroit should be able to take care of business. The betting market thinks, though, as well. I'm not putting my money on this game. For what it's worth, though, I do have in a contest Detroit laying the 9.5. So if you really want something to bet with this game, I would be on the Detroit side as I am in a contest that is a five-week pick'em spread type of deal, a five-game-a-week pick'em spread deal. So, yeah, I think the Lions take care of business. I think the Browns, their week was last week. They come back down to earth. Detroit's very much paying attention to this team. I think they take care of business and roll on Sunday.
I think I'm going to pass this game. If I had to bet it, I would take the points with the Browns, with that defense. But just no matter what side of the game you like, make sure you get the best of the number. If you like Detroit, lay 9.5. If you like Cleveland, find a 10. BetMGM has the 10 right now for the Cleveland Browns. So again, whatever you like, if you like Cleveland, take plus 10. If you like Detroit, lay 9.5. Give yourself the best chance of winning, or at least pushing your bet. Moving on to New England. We took the Patriots and Survivor, so we think they're going to win. New England, a 5.5-point hope. So here's the thing. Honestly, like, we need to have another Survivor conversation. What if Christian Gonzalez doesn't play? He's questionable. I think he's going to go.
I mean, the deadline is 4 o'clock West Coast time tomorrow, so 7 Eastern. If he gets ruled out early Saturday, like, let's all text and pivot.
Okay.
But if he plays, I think we go with New England. I mean, New England's my favorite bet of the week, like regardless of Gonzalez playing or not. Now, Survivor, if Gonzalez does not play, it does change the equation. But for bets purposes, I love New England anything under six. I think Carolina stinks. I think last week was more about just Michael Penix Jr. New England should have won last week. I do think that they're starting to turn a corner if they could just protect the football. Vrabel against Canales, come on. Patriots win this one by a touchdown. I like New England quite a bit.
Do you think I could get away with texting some of my NFL insider friends like, hey, do you think Christian Gonzalez is going to play or no? Probably not, right?
I mean,
save that bullet for another time.
Save that.
Yeah, right.
Save that for April. I'm draft season.
All right. No one knows anything anymore. That everything's been nerfed there.
Argenti was going to go to the Jags. Yeah.
I laid the Patriots. I think I laid 4.5 on like Sunday night. So I'm in on New England. Femi's in on New England. Let's go Patriots. What could go wrong? Chargers at the Giants at the Jersey Meadowlands. Jackson Dart making his NFL starting debut. The Bolts, 6.5-point road favorites, total 44. Mekhi Becton, Will Disley out for the LA Chargers. Tyrone Tracy missing games here 2 to 4 weeks with a dislocated shoulder. Graham Gano out, don't you know. Youngway Koo will kick for the Giants. God.
Youngway signed. That's your guy. He's now on Big Blue. I'm staying away from this game, but I will caution people, like, because I know the Chargers are probably being a lot of folks' money line parlays. They might tease it down to a half. Just don't get too crazy. Please bet within your means, because like these are the kinds of games where you look up and say, wow, this team actually pulled off the upset. They are putting a new quarterback in. We don't know about Jackson Dart. He could be great. He could be bad. I think all outcomes are on the table. So for that reason, I'm passing this game. But just be careful betting this game, because who knows what Jackson Dart looks like.
I might bet a little Giants money line here. Might. And I agree with what Mazzola said on the show yesterday, which was I think it's Chargers alts, like 9.5, 13.5, or Giants money line. And it's not just Dart, and if Dart's good, although that matters a lot. It's also that this Giants pass rush could really impact a Chargers offensive line that's down Becton, that obviously lost Rashawn Slater in the preseason, that got worked by the Broncos this past Sunday. And no one's talking about it because Bo Nix missed 3 wide-open touchdowns. So I do think the Giants are a little more alive than the betting market indicates, but you need a couple things to happen to get there, or the Chargers win big, Chargers alt, or Giants win outright. On the other side, the rest of our bets for Week 4 NFL Sunday to wrap up the Friday edition of the show.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.